USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another new record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. That's also brought the 7-day average to more than 3 million shots administered per day. The increased vaccination pace coming as some areas of the country are seeing an uptick in new cases of COVID. Michigan has recorded its largest number of new cases in a single day since December. The state says it saw more than 8,400 new cases on Saturday. And the personal data of over 500 million Facebook users has been discovered on a website for hackers. The names, Facebook IDs, phone numbers, and email addresses of users from more than 100 countries was found on the site. A Facebook spokesperson says the data was old and accessed during a previously acknowledged hack in 2019. The company says that issue has been fixed, but the leak is raising more questions about the security of social media companies like Facebook. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More information has come out on the mass shooting in Orange, California. Wendy King has that story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing four people, including a child, and injuring three others, has now been charged with four counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces four felony counts of murder and one felony count of attempted murder. Also, two felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States has set another new record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. That also brought the 7-day average to more than 3 million shots administered per day. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. William Schaffner says vaccination efforts are starting to outpace the spread of the virus. But the professor from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN that people who are vaccinated are still being asked to mask up for a little bit longer.
We are indeed vaccinating more and more people all the time. That's great. We're running that race. But so is the virus. The virus is running its race at the same time. So it's hard for us, the average person, to keep two thoughts in our minds at the same time. We're getting vaccinated. Good. I'm getting protection. But I also still have to wear my mask and be careful and do social distancing? Yes, that's what we're asking people to do for just a little bit longer.
And Iowa senior Luca Garza received the men's Naismith Player of the Year Award on Saturday, becoming the first Hawkeye to win the award. Garza averaged just over 24 points a game this season on his way to becoming Iowa's all-time leading scorer and being named the Big Ten Player of the Year for the second straight season. UConn's Paige Buchers won the Naismith on the women's side, becoming the first freshman to take home the award since its creation in 1983. Buchers is a first-team All-American, also being named the Big East Player of the Year, Big East Freshman of the Year, and the most outstanding player at the Big East Conference Tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.